From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette. It's Idaho Matters. Ever wanted to spot a kingfisher or a yellow-headed blackbird or maybe a kestrel? What about herons, flickers, yellow-rumped warblers? Even if you're an experienced birder, it can be tricky to spot and identify all of the amazing birds that you can find in southern Idaho. Have no fear. The Golden Eagle Audubon Society has a birding field trip for you, no matter if you're an experienced birder or an eager newbie, or you just want to spot a few cool birds and learn more about them. The Society and its bird volunteers host a ton of different birding field trips this time of year, and here to tell us more about them are Liz Paul, who coordinates the program, and field trippers Katie Crooks, Lorraine Poor, and Jim James. Welcome to all of you to Idaho Matters.
Thanks for having us.
Hooray. Okay, Liz, tell us about these field trips. How long are they going on? What's the deal?
Hey, thanks for having us on this morning. So field trips are one of the hallmark activities of Audubon chapters all across the country, and our local chapter is no exception. We have been leading field trips for, wait for it, 50 years.
Wow.
This is our 51st year. So to say the least, we are experienced and we are good at it. And I want to just get across to all the listeners out there that our field trips are almost all the time free, and you do not have to be a member. You can be almost any age. If you're under 12, you need to bring a parent along. But if you're over 12, most of them, you can come on your own. And we've got field trips of all sorts to all places, and our field trip leaders will be happy to explain a little bit more about that. But let me just put out the most important information, which is our webpage, which is goldeneagleaudubon.org. So we are right in the middle of our Get Out and Bird with Golden Eagle Audubon special event. We've got more than 20 field trips packed into 5 weeks, and we've got a spot for you.
I bet. Okay, Jim, you take folks to a wide variety of habitats. Where are people going on these field trips? Are we looking at deserts? Are we looking at water? Are we looking at all of the above? What is it?
You know, that's the great thing about birding in Boise, is because in 20 minutes you can hit all of those habitats you just talked about. The Great Basin Desert, or all the way up into the Rocky Mountains, quote unquote, you know, that's what Bogus Basin is. And in June, I'm leading field trips to Montour, High Valley, and Sage Hen Reservoir. That's one trip. Another to Camas Prairie, Centennial Marsh, and another to Schoolhouse Gulch out of Garden Valley, and then up and back home through Placerville. So we can cover a wide variety of different territories. From Boise, CJ Strike Reservoir is a great resource. At Fort Boise, on the other side of Parma, early in the spring, we have over 20,000 snow geese, not to mention all the other ducks and swans. Canyon Hill Cemetery in the middle of the winter in Caldwell. Blacks Creek Reservoir that you go by when you're heading to Mountain Home on the freeway. Swan Falls down in the canyon, Celebration Park, same type of thing. Great habitat.
Wow. Lorraine, Jim is talking about some intensive field trips off and on. There are also very accessible ways to spot birds. Tell us about some of those.
Yes, I tend to lead. In fact, I lead all accessible trips because I get around in a power chair myself. And so most of the time I lead trips to local parks like Catherine Albertson, Marianne Williams, a lot of trips on the Bethine Church Trail, which are really good for beginners. And Lucky Peak, Botanical Gardens, Shakespeare Festival. Anyway, there's a lot of places in town or close to town that are very accessible and suitable for all ages, which I like to do.
Sounds awesome. Katie, what is a pause, look, and listen field trip?
Pause, Look, and Listen is a field trip that we lead at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival property. So right along the river. I don't know if anyone knows, but a lot of people don't realize there's a lot of space back there, natural habitat for birds. And this field trip is focused on being mindful, allowing birders to unwind and relax and reflect. And it allows the birds to come to you with the occasional mammal stealing the show because it is so quiet and close to the river there. And that's just a nice, simple, easy beginner birding class because there's just a lot of listening and relaxing. And our next Pause, Look, and Listen field trip is on Saturday, June 3rd at 8:30.
All right. We're speaking with Liz Paul, Katie Crooks, Lorraine Poor, and Jim James about the Golden Eagle Audubon Society's Get Out and Bird field trips, which are going on now. We talked about where to go, and I mentioned a few birds, but there are all kinds of birds that you can see, whether you're a newbie or a not newbie on these trips. Katie, Lorraine, Jim, what are just some of the birds that you're going to see on these trips? Jim, let's start with you. Or Jim, you might be muted.
Let me unmute myself and it'll work better.
Nice.
We just had a great trip to Prairie where we saw some of our target species, bobolinks.
Ooh.
There are not that many places in Idaho where you can see bobolinks. White-throated swifts, something like a swallow. Long-billed curlews.
Nice.
Both eastern and western kingbirds. All five swallows that occur in the state of Idaho. Four different kinds of wrens and two different kinds of bluebirds. So, you know, the idea that all we have in Boise and this area are little drab brown birds is not the case. We've got buntings, we've got orioles, we've got tanagers. It's good, good fun.
Lorraine, what kind of birds do you see and how much fun is it to do this?
Oh, let's see. I just led a trip on Saturday to Lucky Peak, Sandy Point, to Discovery Park. And we saw some of the most beautiful, colorful birds that have returned from their migration, like the Bullock's Oriole, the Western Tanager, the Western Kingbird. And everybody was just thrilled with some of these beautiful birds that you only see here during breeding season. And I think it's just great fun. Everybody loves it. Especially people who bring their families or newcomers to Boise. They just all tell me how happy they are to go on these trips.
Katie, what kind of birds do you see? And is birding for everyone?
Birding is for everyone. It's affordable and relaxing and captivating all in one. Probably one of the fun birds to see is any hummingbird that we have locally, but a black chin is always fun and easy to spot at the tip top of the trees. And then listening for yellow warblers that are in now, those are really fun to listen and look for.
Nice. Liz, we've got a minute left. I know folks need to sign up because you got to know how many are coming and you got to limit how many. It's really important.
That's right. Our trips are small and our leaders are experts. We have a trip tomorrow. We have room for you on our all day trip out to Ted Trueblood Wildlife Management Area and CJ Strike. It's just a little east of here. Tons of shorebirds. Oh, it's an awesome trip. There's room for you on that one. As Katie said, we have a Pause, Look, and Listen. There's room for you on that one this weekend. Next week, you can go to the Snake River down to Celebration Park and Halverson Lake. I bet you didn't know there was a lake nestled in there. And then we've got a trip coming up on the Greenbelt at Marianne Williams Park on June 10th. That's just a small selection.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of trips. Again, the webpage is goldeneagleaudubon.org.
We're going to put it.
That we have some classes coming up. We have two classes about local hummingbirds coming up at the Ada Community Library, one on the Victory Branch and one at the Star Branch.
Awesome. We're going to put a link to all of this on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. I want to thank all of you so much for coming on Idaho Matters.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.